Good morning, everyone. We are continuing today with Gurudeva's commentaries on the 54 Mambashum. Mambashum are meditation maps written utilizing shum words and connecting them together with various kinds of lines. We're up to the second Mambashum. We're going to do it a little differently. In introducing a new word, I'm just going to read the minimum definition instead of the full definition. Full definition is a bit too much. So, Gurudeva has an introduction, and in terms of new words, in the introduction we have Kalibasa. Breath control, called pranayama in Sanskrit. We have Nikashum, the art of withdrawing energy into the spine through the use of pranayama. Shumnam, guided group meditation in the Shum language. Simshumbisi, feeling the actinic energy within the spine. Karayana, experiencing the current, pink in color, that flows downward, called Idda in Sanskrit. Rumcheyudi, experiencing the current, blue in color, that flows upward, Pingala in Sanskrit. Then we have Gurudeva's introduction. Here again, like the last Mambashum, we have a basic Mambashum that is well worth intense study, especially work on Kalibasa and Nikashum. Remember that through the control of the natural flow of the breath, awareness is released from the area of the mind that we call the thinking mind. Very important point for anyone who's not familiar with it, that breath and thinking are interconnected, both directions. So as we slow down our breathing and regulate it, we're slowing down our thoughts. Likewise, if we slow down our thoughts, our breath would naturally slow down as well. Through perfect posture, the karayana currents of the body are quieted and transmuted. Ni'im flows into Rumcheyudi. This is why as soon as one sits for meditation, the thought forces are activated more than usual. However, when the control of the breath occurs with measured exhalations and inhalations, the Rumcheyudi currents are transmuted and all that is left is simple, good old Simshumbisi. Then and only then are we really ready to meditate. When I meditate, it is a very unusual occasion when Ni'im enters the thought area of the mind at all. So that's a nice way of stating the goal. Eventually, we just don't think. We're in a higher realm or a higher rate of vibration than the realm that thinks. Then in preparation for the commentary on the Mambashum, we have a quick review of the terms from last time. The light that lights mental pictures is Nimra Niling. The name of the mental pictures is Sikam Chacha. The same light without any mental pictures is Balikana. Balikana sustained over a long period of time is Milinaka. Chakra in Sanskrit is Kamshumalinga. The first chakra, which is Muladhara in Sanskrit, is Akailisimbi. The second chakra, which is Swadhisthana in Sanskrit, is Ratnam Chevum. Looking within and without simultaneously is Chemuif. Then we have a new word for the fourth chakra named Anahata in Sanskrit, which is Remche Nali. With all of that, we're ready to go. Balikana is the major fourth-dimensional portrait of the sub-second world in this, the second Mambushum, and it is from the state of Balikana that this meditation begins. Only with the transmuted energies resting firmly in Rimche Nali through the Nadi Sodana Pranayama, which is the cross-breathing exercise done before the meditation begins, can we hope to even begin meditation and experience the ultimate of the Balikana Mambushum, which is, of course, Ifche, the clear white light. Ifche will be more fully defined a little later on. This is an important point here, that once we start meditating, once we start the meditation in Shum, we don't move. So any breathing we do can't involve movement. Therefore, the cross-breathing exercises is done before we start the meditation. You may remember Gurudeva used to do that before the meditation for a few minutes on a regular basis. It's the same cross-breathing that's done at the beginning of the puja, same idea. Kalibasa is the regulated diaphragmatic breathing during which time one breathes in for 9 counts, holding the breath for 1 count, and exhaling for 9 counts. This is the basic pranayama done once a meditation has begun. So that's the simplest form of pranayama, 9 and 1 and 9. The Nadi Sodana Pranayama, as previously described, is the cross-breathing pranayama that harmonizes the forces of Namche Vum into Remche Nali Kamshumalinga, giving that firm seat within the inner and outer bodies, being properly connected and harmonized so that meditation can begin. If you are still struggling with being aware in the impurities of the mind and have not mastered the proper seat for meditation during vigil, meditation upon this Mambushum will not be possible. However, keep performing Kalibasa and studying deeply the Mambushum as best you can, as well as your approach to it, and the Sikam Chacha which floats through the Nimrat Nimling that you experience. Patiently continue working with yourself in Kalibasa, Chiemuif, Balikana, until enough of the odic force has been transmuted to bring awareness into Remche Nali Kamshumalinga for a long enough period of time that Balikana can be seen, that clear moonlight screen as you mentally look inward just behind your eyes. This screen is clear and should remain clear as you look. When in Chiemuif, back into your head as if you had a second set of pupils on the other side of your eyes. This is a necessary state of Balikana to attain in order to proceed with this Mambushum. So that's not the end goal, that's just the first attainment. Of course, while seeing the white moonlight light screen perpendicular to your eye level, you are at the same time conscious of breathing and whatever you are looking at through your eyes in the first world. So therefore, you must be seeing into two worlds simultaneously. Think over this concept carefully, for it is the key that will make the experience of this Mambushum possible to attain. And remember that it is not wise to mentally fight with impure or antagonistic images, thoughts and feelings that you may experience while trying to attain Balikana. To do this would be to intensify the odic force in the Ratnamche Vum and Akai Lisim become Shumalinga and cause a frustrated excitement, which would undoubtedly lead you into unwholesome areas of the sub-second world during sleep. Instead, relax the battle with Sikam Chacha and continue with Kalibasa Nikashum. The third dimensional picture, Nikashum, is a command over all instinctive intellectual forces. The power of Nikashum, once mastered, leads to a mental attitude where you deliberately cause yourself to feel that you are going to be successful at the time of your meditation. In drawing the force from Akailisimbi into Retnamchevum, from Retnamchevum into Bibhumbika, from Bibhumbika into Remche Nali, from Remche Nali into Kalinkasim, at which time Milinaka and Ifche are experienced. This deliberate command and feeling that you can command as you sit locked in Shumnam begins the experience of Nikashum. Of course, I have previously described the nadi sodhana pranayama, which is the process through which nikashum can be fully accomplished. It is after balikana has turned into its next clarity, ifche, the clear white light of the third world, the sixth dimension of the mind, that milinaka can persist with a quality of ease which allows steadiness of awareness strong enough and long enough so the next area in the Mambashum can be discovered. So we'll read the full definition of Ifche. It's an important term. Clear, brilliant inner life. Ifche is experienced in the fields of the fifth and sixth dimension. In the fifth dimension, it is experienced as a brilliant inner light within the head, bright and clear. In the sixth dimension, that light glows in every cell of the body, through the torso, the hands, legs, and feet. And this next one is important. It shows how you can move awareness. One can move into Ifche through Kalibasa once you have located Balikana, the slight moon-like glow within the head. So we can move from one to the other, which is the key practice here. It is easy to enter the state of Ifche, provided that the area of Nimra Nimling has been moved out of entirely. So that's probably a good place to stop for today. But we still have a little less than half of the Mambashum to finish. Have a wonderful day.